RTE Radio 1 Sport with Kia. For more on our 212 offers, visit your local Kia dealer or log on to kia.com.
And good morning again, Darren.
Hello again, Audrey. Well, after a very slow start, the Euros has sparked into life over the last few days. And last night, Denmark stole the show and booked a place in the last 16 with an absolutely thrilling 4-1 victory against Russia. Belgium beat Finland in that group, Group B, and that's left the Danes, Finland and Russia all on 3 points, but Denmark go through on goal difference. Amazing scenes at the end in the stadium at Copenhagen. Not surprising, I guess, given what happened to Christian Eriksen only 9 days previous to it. RTE commentator George Hamilton joins me. George, that was quite the roller coaster ride last night, wasn't it? No, we have a problem there with George Hamilton. We will try and re-establish a connection there with George because we are also looking ahead to England and Scotland and their group tonight. It will be decided. Let's go to League of Ireland football. And last night, St. Patrick's Athletic and Shamrock Rovers, top of the SSE Electricity League Premier Division. Pats beat Finn Harps 4-1. Bohemians beat the champions Shamrock Rovers 1-0. So the sides are level on points and goal difference. It couldn't be tighter. Bohemians manager Keith Long, pretty satisfied. Always nice to beat your great rivals, Shamrock Rovers.
We're on a decent run, and we're nice to keep that going. Obviously, we've got to go to Sligo on Saturday, and that's a tough place to go at the best of times. So, we enjoy the victory in the derby because I think that's important too. When you win, you have to try and enjoy the moment, but make sure that we're prepared as we possibly can for Saturday.
Yeah, big win for them there. Derry City scored late to draw 1-1 with third place Sligo Rovers. Waterford got the better of Longford Town 2-1. Dundalk 1-0 victors against Drogheda. Let's go back to our commentator, George Hamilton, who's been covering the Euros for RTE. George, Denmark last night, were you impressed?
It was unbelievable, really, wasn't it? And it was the fairy tale that it needed to be. Hans Christian Andersen couldn't have written it better. Denmark, it's such an emotional night and such wonderful goals to crown it all. And after all the drama and the heartache that was at the start when poor Christian Eriksen collapsed on the pitch, for all of that to have happened and for them to come out the way that they did, it just really was a fairy tale. And you have to say, fair play to them. They've risen above everything and they've delivered. And I'm sure Christian Eriksen himself was in wonderful spirits last night seeing that. And poor Wales have to face this now because Denmark appear to be on such a roll.
Yeah, let's see what happens at the weekend there. Let's focus on tonight. I want to talk to you about COVID in a moment because there's a shadow of COVID over tonight's games. But England and Scotland, England have qualified already. Scotland, they have it all to do, George, fair to say?
Yes, and that's an awful situation that Scotland and Croatia find themselves in a footballing sense, because both cannot qualify, and if they draw, both are out. So it's a match that one of them has to win, and you can imagine that the drama in Hampden Park will be immense. Scotland, of course, who rose above themselves to magnificently draw 0-0 with England at Wembley on Friday night, really believe that they have a chance. Steve Clarke, their manager, saying people wrote us off and didn't give us enough credit. And I would fancy them at home with some of a crowd in there, that they might well dispatch Croatia, who had the look of a leggy, elderly team when they lost 1-0 to England in the sun at Wembley last Sunday. So I'm just thinking that Scotland have an edge there and might possibly go through as the third placer.
Okay, well, we'll see. And what about the COVID situation? Just explain that it impacts England and Scotland.
Yeah, this doesn't make sense, really, does it? I mean, Mason Mount and Ben Chilwell, the two Chelsea players, congratulated Billy Gilmore, the 20-year-old Chelsea player who was starting his first competitive match and played magnificently for Scotland. They embraced him at the end of the game, and apparently they spent 25 minutes with him in the tunnel at Wembley, which is beyond the 15-minute guideline. So they are deemed to be close contacts because Billy Gilmore has tested positive. So they are supposed to be out of the England team tonight. And yet, Scotland, with their squad, Billy Gilmore tests positive, but nobody in the Scottish team who live with him, who eat with him, who are in a bubble with him, none of them are deemed to be close contacts. So they're all available to play for Scotland. I don't make sense out of that, and I don't think anybody else would either.
Yeah, it's a strange one. George Hamilton, thank you for that. George is on duty for Czech Republic and England. That's on RTE2. And the other game, Scotland and Croatia, live on the RTE player. Now, big day in rugby. The Lions begin their preparations for the tour to South Africa. It's a game against Japan on Saturday. Big opportunity for the Irish contingent. Here's Michael Corcoran.
Warren Gatland and his coaching team have been working with a reduced squad of players and jerseys since last week ahead of the upcoming tour to South Africa. The majority of that group will get a chance to make a first impression when the side to play Japan is named later this morning. On a shortened tour, there are only 6 games before the head coach sits down to pick his 23 for the first test in Cape Town on Saturday, July 24th. Saturday's match against Japan in Murrayfield counts as one of those games. Some have not played a competitive match in a while, and the head coach is sure to include players short of game time. The Irish players in camp will fancy their chances of being named in the matchday squad, either starting or off the bench. Tadhg Furlong, Tadhg Byrne, Conor Murray, Robbie Henshaw and Bunda Yaqui could very well wear the famous red shirt in Scotland prior to departure for South Africa.
And finally, Sam Bennett has been ruled out of the Tour de France with a knee injury. That's all your sport for now.